Hello, everybody, and welcome to Play Ball with Dan Hirschberg. Thanks again for joining me on this great podcast day in the studios here in downtown St. Petersburg. So today, I've been thinking a lot about baseball injuries, which has become quite a controversy all across the board, not just with managers and general managers but certainly the general public. And why is it happening more than ever now? You look at the baseball season we've had here, the Yankees are in the playoffs. They didn't have Garrett Cole like the whole year, pretty much. So can you imagine if they had Garrett Cole right from the start to the end? I think it's pretty safe to say they would have won the division. Well, they did not, and they had to reshuffle things a lot. And look at the Rays with the great Shane McClanahan, was so excited and ready to pitch this year and never got to pitch a ball. Would the Rays have made the playoffs with Shane? Maybe, maybe not. Certainly they would have been at least a 500 ball club, I would think. So, there's all these injuries, particularly pitchers, and a lot of it, there seems to be a feeling among some people, and one of my previous guests, Donnie Scott, referred to a lot of injuries happening in the gym, in the fitness rooms, and guys lifting weights and just really, kind of abusing their bodies a little bit. I would also add that obviously pitchers today, you don't have any knuckleball pitchers. You don't have any guys throwing what used to be called junk to get through a game. They're coming in and they're throwing 90. Actually, 90 is not even that fast anymore. 94, 95. They're expected to throw the ball at incredible speeds. And it's got to take its toll on anybody's arm. I know when I throw a wiffle ball a little too hard, my arm feels it. But so injuries have really been issue forever, and a lot of great players or potentially great players right here in Pinellas County and the area have had their lives affected by injuries. In my book, Baseball in Pinellas County, a number of chapters, as it turns out, as I started to really think about it, were about guys that had great futures, ahead of them, and somehow they had an injury of some sort. And I look at a guy like Boof Bonzer, who pitched for Gibbs High School, and growing up in the area, he was like the man child. Everyone says, he could hit the ball a mile, and he also could throw the ball at huge speeds. And, of course, he ended up being drafted by the Minnesota Twins, and he had a few years in the major leagues. He suffered a rotator cuff injury. What a surprise. And in 2011, he ended up getting Tommy John surgery. Due to elbow issues he had. And then by 2014, so he was drafted in 2009. By 2014, Boof was out of baseball. And by the way, he's now, he got into the submarine business of all things later in life. And I did ask him if he could tell us some secrets about submarines, but he said, no, I can't discuss that. So, another guy who had an outstanding career at Clearwater Central Catholic High School, a gentleman by the name of Patrick Boyd, an outfielder, 6'3", 205. They had what everybody said, all the tools to go far, and he ended up going to Clemson for a while, and then he was drafted by the Rangers. And somewhere in there suffered a stress fracture, ligament damage, basically kept going as best he could But here's another guy. By the year 2004, it was over. He never went past double-A ball. He did have one really good season. But again, the injuries caught up to him. And afterwards, Patrick became a well, he didn't know what he was going to do after that. And he ended up kind of dabbling in real estate for a couple of years. And then eventually, this is kind of a fun story, he ended up, he got a call. And again, in baseball, professional baseball, a lot of it's about relationships. If you kind of make friends, you get to know people, you do what you're supposed to do, you make friends. And opportunities can be had. So in Patrick's case, he was out of baseball for maybe a year and a half or so. Again, never got out of double A. And he gets a call from the Rangers. And they say, listen, we need somebody to get housing for a lot of our players, minor leaguers and major leaguers. And if you think about it, you know, there's guys being called up to the majors, guy being sent down to the majors, guys being traded. And not just so you have minor league players, you got major league players, you got staff members. You think about the trading deadline this past year. All the, you know, the moves that were going on all over the place, somebody's got to, you know, get housing for those people. And anyway, Patrick gets the call. He says, we need somebody to coordinate this. Can you do it? And Patrick had no idea how to do it, but he said, of course, I'll do it. And he did do it that first year, and he admits there were a couple of glitches along the way, but he did. He did continue with that. He did well enough, obviously, and now he has a thriving business with two or three dozen teams that he works with. You know, thousands of ball players that he moves around every year. And so, as I like to say, he's a major leaguer, but he did not play Major League Baseball. So again, injuries in his case. You know, it led to something else. Another guy was Greg Jones, went to Seminole, drafted by the Angels. Another guy did pretty well, but, you know, he had arm problems, and his career ended as well earlier. Another guy, Tom Kochman from Seminole. Tom was drafted by the Reds. He was out of Seminole. He was in a minor league game, and sure enough, he gets hit by a pitch, left eye. It wasn't super serious, but it was serious enough that he was out of commission for a while. By the time he came back, somebody else was playing his position. But you know, he used that opportunity to you know, see what the manager was doing and how they were operating things. And eventually he was hired at the age of 24 as a minor league manager, and that really set him off on almost, you know, 40-plus years in Major League Baseball on different levels with the Angels organization and the Red Sox organization. As a scout, minor league manager, he won over 2,000 games as a manager, and obviously was involved with dozens of you know, signings of ball players that made it to the major leagues. Another guy, you know, we're talking about injuries today, is Chris Coughlin, who went to Eastlake High School. He was drafted by the Marlins in 2006, a second baseman, and along the way, he suffered a knee injury. Actually, he was the Rookie of the Year when he came up, and then at some point suffered a knee injury. Then he had a shoulder injury. He was able to be on the 2016 Cubs team that won the World Championship the first time in, 100 years or whatever it was, over 100 years. Anyway, but 2017, his career was over due to those injuries. And everyone I'm talking about here, you know, they were all pretty young when the injuries occurred. So again, their careers were just sort of taking off. Another guy that I'm going to talk about is Steve Georgiadis, and he's featured in that book that I wrote, Baseball in Pinellas County, a very sad story, talk about injuries. So he was a graduate of Seminole High School in 1988, had a terrific career. His senior year, he was 12-3, struck out 120-some-odd in 90-some-odd innings, and just was just, you know, things were looking up. He was got a scholarship to the University of Florida, goes up there. Somewhere along the way, he suffers a shoulder injury and has to have surgery. And even at that time, you know, it took a while to get that fixed, rehabbed. So anyway, eventually he gets it happens. He goes to throw again like in 1989 at this point. And again, the shoulder's still a problem. In March of 1990, he goes in for surgery, and everything is supposedly okay. He's in the recovery room, and he's alone at some point for maybe 15 minutes, and he dies. Something with, they think it was the anesthesia, he had an effect, and he choked, and nobody was there for that short amount of time. So here's a 20-year-old kid. His career is over. His life is over. To this day, Seminole High School has a big plaque on their at their stadium, baseball stadium, in honor of Steve. And they also have a kickoff of the high school baseball season. They have a tournament in his name. And that's in early February. They've been doing that for almost 30 years. Not quite, but almost 30 years. So I call it in the book, it's my favorite chapter, but my saddest chapter. You know, one thing about in those days, you know, in high school, not like today, certainly not like in the majors where everybody's on a pitch count and all that stuff. No, back in those days, you had two pitchers. Clearwater Central Catholic High School, 1979, they won a championship. They won 20, they were 20-6. They had two pitchers that year, Elliot Mallard and Jay Collins. And they were the workhorses, and they made it happen. Seminole High School in 2001, you know, they had two pitchers. They won 31 games. Two pitchers were responsible for 23 of those wins. T.J. Large had 12, and a fellow by the name of Kalila had 11. So, you know, whether or not that would have an effect on a lot of people at that point, I know in the case of Steve Georgiadis, there was maybe he went to a summer league in between high school and college, he may have been overworked in there after a high school season, a full season. So all those kind of things add up. And unfortunately, it is a fact of life in Major League Baseball. The pitchers seem to go down right and left. And, you know, what is the answer? We're not quite sure. I don't think we're going to see any junk ball pitchers in the majors anymore. It's very rare to get a knuckleballer. But, you know, hopefully things will change somewhere, somehow. Folks, that's another wrap here for Play Ball Dan Hirschberg. Stay out of trouble. Don't get injured, you young guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.